Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
And how wonderful it is we can again gather together before the Lord.
我们又一次能够聚集在主的面前，是何等的美好。
And first, let's read some words from the Bible.
我们先来读一些圣经的话语。
And could you please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
我们请弟兄姐妹们翻到希伯来书第十三章。
And we're going to read verse 15.
我们要读第十五节。
I'm going to first read in English and then my brother in Mandarin.
我要先读英文，然后我的弟兄读中文。
Hebrews 13:15. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that gives thanks to his name.
希伯来书十三章十五节，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人的嘴唇的果子。
And then Romans chapter 4, verses 19 to 20.
我们要再读罗马书第四章十九到二十节。
Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
Then Psalms 104, we're going to read verse 33.
然后我们读诗篇104篇33节。
Psalm 104, 33.I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
诗篇104篇33节，我要一生向耶和华歌唱诗，我还活着的时候要向我的神歌颂。
And then Revelation chapter 5.
然后我们读启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 12.
启示录第五章十二节。
Saying with a loud voice,Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And lastly, Psalm 22, we're going to read verse 3.
我们最后要读诗篇第22篇第三节。
Psalm 22, verse 3.Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
诗篇第二十二篇第三节，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this morning I have a burden to fellowship with you concerning the topic of a sacrifice of praise.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我的负担是和弟兄姐妹们分享这样一个题目，是赞美的祭。
It is a lesson I'm personally learning, but I think the topic is very important to all of us, especially during these very challenging times.
这是我自己能够学到的一个功课，我想这是对所有的弟兄姐妹们，特别是在我们这个非常充满挑战的时代，对我们每个人都是非常重要的。
Yeah, the lesson I'm still learning.
是我正在学习的一个功课。
Yes, outwardly speaking, we seems we have nothing to give thanks to give praise about.
从外边来讲，我们觉得我们自己没有什么可以献给神作为赞美。
And what we can see is an ongoing pandemic and the suffering of a war, and there's a violence in society and all kinds of unrest. Even during we may have a lot of hectic issues in our family and personal lives.
从外边看，我们正在经历这个疫情、世界的战争，我们的生活当中。充满了各样的挑战和难处，好像没有什么我们可以用来赞美。
But something is very interesting. If, brothers and sisters, if you do a word search throughout the Bible concerning the word of praise, and you will find that it appears about 256 times.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，有一件事情是非常值得我们注意的，就是如果我们在圣经里边来查一查赞美这个词，我们会发现它出现过256次。
Yeah, if you do another some related word, hallelujah, thanksgiving, and give thanks, and give glory, and all added up, there will be over 360 80 times.
如果我们把其他相关的词，比如说哈利路亚、献上感谢、赞美等等这些加在一起的时候，要超过380次左右。
So we can see that the give praise to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord is the theme throughout the entire Bible.
所以我们看见在整个的圣经当中，这向神献上赞美、向神献上感谢是它的一个主题。
And so many times because it is important.
这么多次出现在圣经当中是因为它是何等的重要。
So many times because we need to be reminded of.
这么多次出现圣经当中是因为我们常常需要被提醒。
And so many times because there is a portion of a praise enough for each and every of our days.
这么多次的赞美是因为在我们的生活当中我们有很多需要可以摆上赞美。
We only have a 365 days or 366 days a year.
我们一年大概只有365天。
Or 366 days.
或者是366天。
Yes, yes, yes. But we have a more than 380 times of praises throughout the Bible. So at least we have a one praise enough for a day.
但是我们在圣经当中却看见赞美这个词出现过超过380次。所以我们应该有每一天都有超过一次的赞美。
So what is praise?
赞美是什么呢？
And praise is expression of acknowledgement, recognition, respect, honor, and thanks to God.
赞美呢就是承认、认可、尊重、感谢和荣誉我们的神。
And it is offered to God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着我们的主耶稣基督向神所献上的。
And as a Hebrews 13, verse 15, which we just read, it is a sacrifice for God's satisfaction.
像我们刚刚所读到这个希伯来书第十三章所告诉我们的，是赞美是一个向神所献上的祭。
And it is also the fruit of our lips.
也是我们这些人嘴唇的果子。
And brother and sister, is a fruit, is organic.
这个果子就说到它是一个有机的。
And it is an outward flow from what has filled in our hearts.
是我们心里边所充满的外边的一个流露。
So, brothers and sisters, our praise is the outflow of our life experience that is offered to God for His satisfaction.
我们的赞美乃是我们心里边所充满的流露在外边让神得到满足的。
And our praise is to give God His due glory.
我们向他所献上的赞美是他该得的。
Yes, indeed, our praise is for God's satisfaction and for His glory.
是的，我们的赞美是为着他的满足和他的荣耀。
But we ourselves could also be blessed when we praise the Lord.
但是当我们献上赞美的时候，我们也蒙到了何等大的祝福。
Because whenever we praise the Lord, we turn our gaze upon the Lord.
因为当我们献上赞美的时候，我们目光的焦距就放在主耶稣基督的身上。
Yeah, acknowledgement of His sovereignty over everything.
我们就承认他在万有上居首位。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what about you. Oftentimes we could easily walk by sight.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你的感觉怎样。很多的时候，我们是靠着眼见行事。
And oftentimes our circumstances will sink our faith.
很多的时候，我们的周围这些光景。是我们的信心下沉。
But when we praise the Lord, we place our focus on our Lord Himself.
但是当我们赞美神的时候，我们把我们目光的焦距是放在主耶稣基督的身上。
We acknowledge that our Lord is in control of everything.
我们就承认我们的神他是掌管万有。
And then in such a way we can be delivered from the fear and the bondage of our circumstances.
所以这样的话，我们就从我们的环境和从我们这些缠累当中被释放出来。
Brothers and sisters, we remember the story about Peter who walked on the water.
弟兄姐妹们，我们记得彼得的故事，他在水面上行走。
But when he places a gaze upon the Lord, he was able to walk on the water without fear of the storming waves.
当他把目光的焦距定睛在主耶稣基督的身上，他就可以毫无惧怕的在这暴风雨当中在水面上行走。
And the praise is also faith in action.
这个赞美也是一个我们信心的一个行动。
And someone says that it is one of the highest expressions of a faith in God's word.
是在这个神所赐给我们信心当中一个最高的一个词汇。
And we remember Abraham's faith as recorded in Romans chapter 4.
我们记得在罗马书第四章当中所记载的亚伯拉罕的信心。
And we just read that passage. And when he was about 100 years old, his body was as good as dead.
我们知道他将近百岁的时候，他身体如同已死。
And Abraham did not become weak in faith regarding God's promise of giving him a son.
但是他并没有因着不信，心里面起疑惑，知道神要给他一个儿子。
But as it is said in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, he grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
第二十节告诉我们说，反倒因信，信心得坚固，使荣耀归给神。
So praise is the expression of faith in God's word. Praise is a faith in action.
所以这个赞美是我们信心在神面前的一个表现，一个行为。
Brothers and sisters, a praise is our Christian's lifelong experience and also learning.
信心，这个赞美也是我们基督徒一生的一个功课，一生的一个经历。
And it is from the very beginning of our salvation.
从我们救恩一开始得救的时候开始。
And remember the example of Bartimaeus that is recorded in the Gospel of according to Luke.
我们还记得在路加福音所记载那个巴拿买。
Yes, and he was a blind man in the city of Jericho.
他是在耶利坑城里边的一个瞎眼人。
And but after the Lord healed him and he regained his sight.
当他主耶稣基督医治的时候，他的眼睛得开了。
And it is recorded that right away he began to follow the Lord Jesus, glorifying God.
并且圣经记载他一得救马上就跟随主耶稣基督归荣耀于神。
And brothers and sisters, this is our story of salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们得救的故事。
And we are blind by the God of this world.
我们被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
When the Lord's salvation came upon us, our eyes were open.
当神的救恩临到我们的时候，我们的心灵的眼睛被打开。
And we saw him, and we were being set free so that we might follow him and praise God.
我们看见他，我们得释放，我们就可以跟随他。
So, as the children of God, we shall praise him from the very onset of our salvation.
所以作为神的儿女，我们一得救的时候，就应该献上感谢，赞美。
And also, the praise is throughout our lifetime.
并且这个赞美是在我们一生之久的。
Not only for the moment of our salvation, but the praise shall ring through our entire life.
不仅仅是我们得救开始的时候，乃是要贯穿我们整个的一生。
And in Psalm 104, verse 33, the psalmist saw the sovereignty and the work of the Lord.
在诗篇第104篇33节，这里面我们看见诗人看见了神的权柄。
And he said, I will sing praise to the Lord as long as I live.
所以他说到，我要一生向耶和华唱诗，我还活着的时候。
You and I, we shall sing praise to the Lord as long as we live.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都应该，我们还活着的时候，一生向耶和华赞美。
And also the praise shall continue to increase in its capacity.
并且我们的赞美应该随着年日增长而增长。
In Psalm 71 verse 14,
在诗篇第71篇第14节，
The psalmist expressed the salvation, experienced the salvation of the Lord, and in his old age, he said this.
当他在晚年的时候经历了神的救拯救，他说到这样的话。
And that he will praise the Lord yet more and more.
我要常常盼望并且越发赞美你。
And so, brothers and sisters, we shall praise the Lord as long as we have our beings.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们只要有生命气息就应该赞美神。
And we shall continue to praise him, continue to increase of our praise in capacity.
并且我们的赞美要一直持续下去，并且不断的增加。
It is a more and more.
越来越多的。
Because the salvation of our Lord is great.
因为我们的救恩，我们神给我们的救恩是何等的伟大。
We have received a great salvation.
我们得到了是何等伟大的救恩。
The more we experience it, the more praise we shall offer to the Lord.
我们越能够接受这样的救恩，我们应该把越多的感谢赞美归给他。
And we can also see from the word of the Lord that our praise is based on who our God is and what he has done for you and me.
我们的赞美根据圣经所教导的，要根据神的所事和他的所作。
Yeah, we praise our God because for who he is.
我们为着神他的所事来赞美他。
And if when we know his worth, then it will be natural for us to praise him.
当我们越认识他的时候，认识他话语的时候，对我们来讲赞美就是非常自然的。
The more we know himself,
当我们越认识他自己的时候，这个赞美就越变得自然。
Yeah, I think we all agree that, brothers and sisters, when we see someone or something of a high value, then we will treasure the person and the thing more.
亲爱的弟兄，我们相信，当我们知道某个人或者某件事情，我们认识他的价值的时候，我们就可以更加宝贵他。
Yeah, I remember there's one antique roadshow.
我记得有一次参加了一个这个古董的展览。
Oh, I did not attend. I just remember that show.
记得有一次有一个古董的展览。
Yes, yes. And so one lady brought a big vase and is a fine porcelain and for the, to the appraiser for appraisal.
有一个女士带来一个非常大的瓷瓶，要那个监察的监察人来估价一下。
Yeah, so the appraiser look at the vase and then and ask the lady where the vase came from and ask the lady whether she knew about the history about the vase.
他就问了这个女士说，你知道这个花瓶这个瓶是从什么地方来，它的历史故事是什么吗？
Yeah, the lady said, oh, okay, I got it from my late grandmother. But I have no idea about the background history about the vase.
这个女士说呢，这个我知道这个瓷瓶呢是我的祖母留给我的，但是对它的历史我并不了解。
Yeah, because it's kind of a big, I don't know where to put it. So I just kind of put it at the front door, doorstep, as an umbrella holder.
因为它比较大，没有地方放，所以就把它放在门口，作为那个装雨伞的东西。
So the appraiser took a closer look and then started to talk about the history.
所以这个监察这个人呢就仔细的检查一下，然后谈到这个花瓶的历史。
And then say that actually this is a very valuable antique.
他告诉他这是一个非常非常古老的古董。
And all of a sudden the lady was startled and amazed and speechless.
所以当时那个女士呢就变得非常的惊讶，哑口无言。
Then the appraiser kind of half joke, half teased, saying to her, are you going to continue to use it as an umbrella holder?
所以那个管理的人员告诉，就跟他半开玩笑的说，你还是能够继续把它用在这个撑雨伞的东西吗？
And the lady said, oh, of course not. I'm going to insure it and I'm going to place it in a very safe place.
他说绝对不会了，我要给他加上保险，并且放在最安全的地方。
Brothers and sisters, our perceived worth will change our attitude toward the object.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们对着这个世界事物的认识会改变我们的态度。
When John saw in vision the worship and the praise in Revelation 5,
当约翰看在启示录第五章看见了主耶稣基督。
See in vision the worship and the praise in Revelation 5.
看见了那边的敬拜和赞美的时候。
Yes. And where the angels and the living creatures and elders all sing with a loud voice.
所以那边看见了这些天使和这些长老大声的宣告。
Worthy is the Lamb that is slain to receive power and the riches and the wisdom and the might and honor and glory and blessing.
曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀和颂赞的。
And the praise and the worship are offered to the Lamb because he is worthy of it.
所以这个时候他们就把感谢和赞美献给羔羊，因为他实在是配。
The true worth of the Lord is fully revealed and there will be a loud praises.
当神他自己他所该得的赞美他的所配的价值被显示出来的时候，就要充满感谢和赞美。
Brothers and sisters, if we could see the worth of our Lord, our praise will naturally flow.
当我们看见主耶稣基督是何等配的时候，我们里边的赞美就会自然的流露。
And we know that we could not see the Lord fully until we see Him face to face in the future.
我们知道，我们只要还没有见到主耶稣基督的时候，我们没有跟他面对面，我们不能完全的认识他。
But even now, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, if we could gain a glimpse of the glory and the worth of our Lord, and it will make a great impact.In our praise, in the life of praise.
那就是今天借着圣灵的启示，如果我们能够瞥见主耶稣基督他一点的荣耀，就会改变我们向他的赞美。
And so that's why Paul says in Ephesians 1:17, and he asked the Father for a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那就是保罗为什么在以弗所书里边，他求神父神赐给他智慧和启示的灵。
So he prays that the Father will grant us spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may truly know Him.
当我们得到了这个智慧和启示的灵，我们就可以更多的认识基督。
This true knowledge will change our perspective of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个真正的知识认识就会改变我们对神的认识，对主的认识。
And just like the vase that will turn from an umbrella holder into a precious antique.
就像那个我们刚才提到那个花瓶一样，就会把它改变成一个只是装雨伞的一个器皿，成为一个非常宝贵的古董。
So not only do we need to know our Lord through revelation, but also in life experience.
我们对主的认识不仅仅是借着启示，也是借着我们生活的经历。
And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
保罗在哥林多后书第四章说道，
and the verses of 7 to 9, and he mentioned about the difficulties in his ministry.
这第七节到第九节讲到他在服事当中所遇见的各样的难处。
But in those difficulties, he came to know Christ is the power of God, the treasure in him, and the treasure in the earthen vessel.
当借着这些在服事当中所经历的苦难的时候，他认识到主耶稣基督的能力和他是在我们瓦器里边的宝贝。
And he mentioned that in their experience together with his co-workers, that they were perplexed but not despairing.
所以当他介绍这边介绍到他和他的同工们四面受敌却不被困住。
Yet they were afflicted in every way but not crushed.
他们四面受敌但却没有被困住。
And they were persecuted but not forsaken.
他们心里作难却不至于失望。
And they were struck down but not destroyed.
他们被打倒了却不至于死亡。
And the last phrase can also be translated as they were knocked down but not knocked out.
这最后的一句呢也可以说他们就是被打倒了。并不是说被打出去，
没出局，不出局，
没有出局。
Yes, yeah, yeah. Knocked down, but not knocked out.
他们可能是被打倒，但是不会出局的。
Yeah, and so, Francis, how much should we praise the Lord that He is in you and also He is in me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要何等的感谢赞美在我们里边的神。
He is the treasure in the earthen vessel.
他是我们这个瓦器里边的宝贝。
We are indeed earthen vessels.
我们的确是一个瓦器。
And we are very fragile and we are very opaque.
我们非常的软弱，我们也不透明。
And people could not see what is inside of us.
人们看不见在我们里边是什么。
But we thank the Lord because we have this treasure inside, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们非常感谢主，在我们里边有一个宝贝，是我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we can experience the greatness of God.
所以我们可以经历神的伟大。
Sometimes we may in difficult circumstances.
有的时候我们可能是在一些难处当中。
We feel like we are being knocked down.
我们好像被打倒了。
But we thank the Lord, we are not yet out.
但是我们感谢神，我们不会被打出局的。
And we will bounce back.
我们会重新起来。
So brothers and sisters, we shall not look lightly on our circumstances.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们不能够轻视我们所处的这些环境。
Yes, sometimes it may be difficult. It may be difficult.
有些的确可能是非常困难的。
But it is a chance to know and experience the surpassing greatness of power of God in Christ.
但是这是我们一个机会，能够让我们经历那超出我们心思所能够想象的从神来的能力。
And as a result of it, we may offer praise.That is due to him and to him alone.
所以结果就是让我们能够把我们的赞美来归给神，因为只有他是配。
Not only do we need to praise the Lord because of who he is.
我们不仅仅要为着他的所事向他献上赞美。
But we also need to praise the Lord for his work for us.
我们并且要为着他在我们中间所做的工作向他献上赞美。
And David mentioned in Psalm 8.
大卫在诗篇第八篇提到，
And when he saw the great work of God in creating and in creation, and he realized the purpose of God, God's creation of man.
当他看见这个伟大的创造，并且在中间看见我们人，他知道这个创造的目的。
Yes, and because of that, he could not help but praise the Lord for it.
因此，他就不得不向神献上赞美。
Psalm 8 verse 5 and 6.
诗篇第八篇第五第六节。
And that's David's prayer to the Lord.
是大卫向着神的一个祷告。
Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，你派他管理你手所造的，使万有，就是一切的牛羊，都归在他的脚下。
And when God created man, he intended us to represent him to rule over God's creation.
当神创造了人的时候，他的心意是让人代表他来管理万有。
So brothers and sisters, for that purpose, for being a man, we have this very reason to give praise to him.
所以为了这个原因，作为人，我们应该把赞美归给神。
And, O Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
And we also, Paul also says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30,
保罗在罗马书第八章第28到30节说道。
And mentioned about the purpose of God in creating man in mind, he mentioned the work of God in our lives.
当他知道神创造中的心意，他看见了神在人身上的工作。
And our God called us and justified us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们的神他把我们招来，也借着主耶稣基督的宝血使我们称义。
And eventually he will conform us into the image of his son.
最终把我们磨成他神儿子的形象。
And eventually we'll be like our Lord from the inside out.
最终我们的里边和外边都像我们的主耶稣基督。
That's our glory. That's our hope of glory.
那是我们的荣耀，也是我们荣耀的盼望。
But in between the justification and the glorification, and he, our God, causes all things to work together for good toward that glorious purpose.
但是在这个从我们被得救，从我们得救到得荣耀这个过程当中，神叫万事相互效力。
Yeah, toward that glorious purpose.
是为着那个荣耀的目的。
Yeah. Some of the circumstances may be more difficult than others.
有的人的他所处的环境可能比其他人更艰难一些。
And some of the people may be a little bit more difficult to deal with in our lives.
有的我们遇见的人可能非常难办。
But all these things are caused by God for that sole purpose.
但是所有这些都是神为着那个唯一的目的所在。
That is to conform us into the image of God's beloved Son.
就是把我们每个人都磨成神爱子的形象。
Brothers and sisters, if we could have this perspective,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们有这样的眼光，
then we can echo what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, and 8 to 18.
我们就可以像保罗一样，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第16到18节所说的。
And he says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
We praise the Lord for who He is. We praise the Lord for what He has done and is doing in our lives.
我们为着神的所事向他献上感谢，献上赞美，为着他所做的，正在我们身上所做的工作，向他献上赞美。
And we praise the Lord when we experience His salvation.
当我们经历这个救恩的奇妙的时候，我们献上赞美。
Brothers and sisters, I believe we all have experienced the Lord's salvation in our lives.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们每一位都经历了神在我们身上的救恩。
And we need to give praise to Him for that.
我们为着这个要献上赞美。
But unfortunately, not because of aging, but a lot of times we are very forgetful.
有的时候不知道是不是因为我们的年龄，但是我们是非常健忘的一群。
Yeah, aging does play a part.
年龄也是一个原因。
Yeah, but a lot of times we are by nature we are very forgetful.
但是我们的天然的人呢，就是很健忘的。
Yeah, and in Psalm, so therefore, David says in Psalm 103 and verses 1 to 2.
在诗篇103篇第一到第二节，大卫这样说。
He said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And we shall forget none of his benefits.
不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Brothers and sisters, that is a reminder to you and to me.
弟兄姐妹们，这是对你我的一个提醒。
And sometimes, and we could also be, could become ungrateful.
有的时候我们也是可能是不大会感恩的。
Yeah, we probably has, we would take the Lord's blessings and his salvation work in our lives for granted.
我们就把神的救恩他的恩典在我们身上的各样的工作看作平常。
And probably brother and sister remember the story recorded in the gospel. And when the Lord healed 10 lepers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还记得在圣经当中记载的一个故事，主耶稣基督医治了十个长大麻风的人。
But only one of them came back to the Lord and to give glory to God.
但只有一个人回来向神献上感谢和赞美。
So,For what had happened, the Lord even wondered himself and asked this way.
这到底发生了什么？这我们的主耶稣基督他自己也在想，在问这样的一个问题。
The Lord says, were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
主耶稣说得救的不是十得洁净了的不是十个人呢，那九个人在哪里？除了这个外族的人，再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has blessed us in so many ways in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，主在我们生活当中的许多方面祝福我们。
And we shall not be forgetful, and we shall not be ungrateful.
我们不应该忘记，我们也不应该没有心存感恩。
I had my spine surgery more than 2 years ago.
我自己的这个做了一个两年之前做了一个脊椎的手术。
Yeah, after the surgery, the hospital physical therapist visited my ward and tried to help me to get up and walk again.
当这个手术之后，这个理疗师来到我的这病房当中，要帮助我能够重新站起来。
So one of them I think he tried to motivate me.And so he asked me this question.
其中有一个人，我想他是在鼓励我，所以他问了这样一个问题。
He said, when you regain your strength, what would you like to do again?
他问我说，当你恢复了你的体力之后，你心中所愿意要做什么呢？
So actually at that time, I had a lot of doubts, whether I could walk normal again.
但那个时候，其实我心里边非常的有很多的疑惑，我是不是永远能够正常的行走。
Yeah, I was so weak and I barely could stand on my own.
我那时候非常的软弱，甚至自己几乎站不起来。
And what is in front of me were all kinds of treatments.
在我面前有许多的各种各样的这些治疗。
So at that moment I feel like, is that question meaningful?
那时候我心里边在问，这个问题有意义吗？
But I still answer.
但是我还是回答了他。
I would like to able to serve. Again in the church.
我说我愿意继续在教会里服侍。
I like hiking. I would like to hike again.
我也愿意去徒步行走。我有机会的话，我会去走路。
At that moment, I was not sure those goals were realistic.
那个时候，我并不知道这些目标是不是现实的。
But I thank the Lord for His grace.
但是感谢神的恩典。
In keeping me and recovering for the past 2 years.
在过去的两年当中，他保守我，使我能够恢复。
But I'm a forgetful person.
但是我也是一个健忘的人。
And I forgot my goals.
我忘记了我的目标。
So earlier this year, and when I, my wife and I got a chance to take a walk in the UW Arboretum on a sunny day.
在今年的早些的时候
yeah,
我和我的姊妹在华大的植物园里边去行走。
Yeah, and so all of a sudden the Holy Spirit reminded me about those two goals I mentioned to my physical therapist.
突然间圣灵就提醒我, 我向着这个理疗师所说出了这两个目标。
The Lord has stored me well enough to serve again with some capacity.
神已经恢复了我, 让我能够在一些的这些, 层面上能够来继续服侍他。
The Lord has restored me well enough. I was able to walk with my wife in the Arboretum.
神也让我恢复，使我能够有足够的体力和我的姊妹一直一同在植物园里面行走。
So right on that moment, on that spot, I lift up my head and I raise my arms and I say, "Praise the Lord, all my soul."
那个时候，就在那个时候，我举起了我的双手，扬起我的声音，说，我要用我的一生来赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, may none of us be forgetful, be ungrateful to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，对着神, 愿我们都不是健忘的, 也都不是不会感恩的。
Brothers and sisters, for the past few years, the Lord has kept us from COVID-19.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 过去这几年当中, 神保守我们远离瘟疫，远离疫情。
If so, praise the Lord for that.
如果是这样的话, 为着这个献上赞美。
Have the Lord recovered us from illness?
神是不是也在让我们从病痛当中得着恢复？
If so, praise the Lord for that.
如果是这样的话, 为着这个来赞美神。
In the height of a pandemic, we were not able to meet with brothers and sisters in person, but the Lord has provided us a way to meet virtually. Praise the Lord for that.
在疫情这最非常紧张的时候, 我们虽然和弟兄姐妹们不能够面对面聚集，但是我们可以在线上聚会，为着这个献上赞美。And
we thank the Lord now we can again meet in person. Praise the Lord for that.
感谢主，我们现在可以和弟兄姐妹们有实体的聚会，为着这个赞美神。May
we all echo what David said. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget none of his benefits.
让我们都回想大卫从心中所发出的这个 感叹, 我的心哪, 你要称颂耶和华, 不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And not only do we need to praise the Lord for what we have experienced,
不仅我们要为着我们所经历的这些来赞美神,
but we need to praise the Lord for what we are yet to experience.
我们也为着我们即将将来要经历的来赞美他。
And that is an act of faith.
那是信心的行为。
And it is a praise out of faith to see the Lord is upon the throne.
这个赞美的信心能够使我们看见我们的主耶稣，我们的神在宝座上。
By faith, we first grant him the sovereignty and the rightful place in our hearts.
借着信心，我们把我们心灵的宝座和我们的地位来让给他。
And his deliverance and the victory will follow in our circumstances.
他的拯救，他的得胜，就会在我们的环境当中显明出来。
And the praise leads to freedom.
我们为着 他赐给我们的这个自由来赞美他。
Yeah, praise will lead to our deliverance.
这个赞美也使我们能够在各样的环境当中得拯救。
Brothers and sisters, probably we remember what Paul and Silas experienced in Acts chapter 16.
弟兄姐妹们，我们还记得在《使徒行传》第16章里边所记载的保罗和希拉的经历。
Yeah, when they served in Philippi, they were put in prison.
当他们在腓立比服事的时候被放在监狱里。
And while in jail, interestingly, they did not plead for deliverance.
但是非常有趣的是,当他们在监狱里的时候,他们并没有求神来释放他们。
But at midnight, they were praying and singing hymns of praise to God.
在夜间的时候,他们向神唱诗赞美神。
And the deliverance came.
然后那个拯救就来到。And
it is recorded in Acts chapter 16, verse 26.
记载在《使徒行传》第16章26节。
And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened.
突然间就地大震动, 监牢的根基也震动了，所有囚徒的锁链都脱落。
And their praise of faith leads to the deliverance.
他们这个赞美的信心就带来了这个拯救。
And also our praise will lead to a victory.
我们的赞美也使我们能够进入得胜。
And brothers and sisters, if you turn to Second Chronicles chapter 20,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们来读历代志下第二十章的时候，
And it is recorded one of the most amazing victories.
那里边记载着一个非常奇妙的得胜。
And it is during the time of a reign of Jehoshaphat.
在那个时候是在约撒法王做王的年间。
Yeah, during that time, the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some Munites, they have this confederate army and to come to make a war against the kingdom of Judah.
那个时候这个亚门人、摩亚人和希尔山的人联合起来要攻击犹大。
So upon hearing the news, Jehoshaphat was very afraid.
当他听见这个消息的时候，约沙法王非常的害怕。
But we thank the Lord, in his fear, he did not turn to other helps.
但是我们非常感谢神，在他的惧怕当中，他没有转向其他的帮助。
And he saw the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah.
他来寻求神，并且在整个的犹大地宣告禁食。
And the Lord encouraged him through one of the descendants of Asaph.
他神借着亚撒来鼓励
他。One of the descendants of Asaph.
是借着亚撒的一个后裔来鼓励他。
Yes. Saying that the battle is not yours, but God's.
告诉他说征战不在乎你，是在耶和华。
So, Jehoshaphat and the people trusted in the Lord and his word.
所以约沙法王和他的臣民都一起来相信神的话。
And when they faced the multitude of the enemy, they put together a praising team.
当他们面对着这个来侵犯着大军的时候，他们首先组织了一个赞美的队伍。
Yes, they put the praising team in front of the army.
他们把这个赞美的放在军队的前面。
And they cried out, Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
他们说感谢赞美主，因为他的恩典是永远长存。
And their praise became their battle cry.
他们的赞美就成了他们在战场的呼喊。
And then it is recorded in the Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22.
所以在历代志第二十章二十二节记载的。
When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the enemy.
当众人方赞美的时候，神就设下伏兵来攻击他们。
And what a wonderful timing. What a wonderful timing.
这是一个何等奇妙的事。
Yes,
事件。
The timing was wonderful.
所以当众人方赞美的时候，这是一个何等奇妙的事件。
Yes, and when they began singing and praising, the Lord started to work.
是当他们赞美的时候，神就开始工作。
So brothers and sisters, are we in bondage like Paul and Silas in prison?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是也像保罗和希腊一样被捆锁？
Let's praise him.
让我们来赞美他。
And the prison door will be opened, the chains will fall.
监狱的门要打开，锁链要脱落。
Are we in any battle?
我们也是不是在征战当中？
Are we overwhelmed and in fear like Jehoshaphat?
我们也是不是像约沙法王一样在被恐惧所抓住？
Let's trust in the Lord and praise him and have a battle cry just like Jehoshaphat did.
让我们也向他赞美，向他发出一个征战的呼喊。
And just like the hymn we sang at the end of the breaking of bread meeting.
像我们在今天早晨播饼聚会所唱的最后一首诗歌。
And then we will be on the hallelujah side.
我们就会在活在 hallelujah 这一边。
We praise the Lord for that.
我们为着这个来赞美神。
I think in our hymn book, hymn 330, that's a hymn by Sister Margaret Barber summarized this experience very well.
我们知道在我们诗歌本里边有一首诗歌是340首，是 Margaret Barber 姊妹所写的，完全表明出这个她的心里边这个感觉。
It's 430.
是430首。
Yes. So in stanza one, it says, keep up the song of faith, however dark the night, and as you praise the Lord, As you praise, the Lord will work to change your faith to sight, to change your faith to sight.
第一节说到，再唱信心的歌，无论夜有多黑，你若赞美，神要工作，使你所信能够所得。
In stanza 3, it says, keep up the song of faith, the foe will hear and flee. Oh, let not Satan hush your song, for praise is victory. Praise is victory.
第三节说，再唱信心的歌，仇敌听见要抖，赞美原能胜鬼魔，何至被他钳口，或者英文的原文是说，赞美就是得胜。
Yeah, praise is victory.
赞美就是得胜。
And brothers and sisters, we are to be a people of praise to the Lord.
我们应该成为一群向神赞美的人。
And we shall praise Him with all our soul.
我们应该用我们的全人来赞美他。
That means our entire being, entire life.
是我们全部的生命，全部的全人来赞美他。
David says in the Psalm 103, verse 1, O my soul and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
大卫在他的诗篇里说，我的心啊，在我里边所有的，我们要赞美他的圣名。
That includes all in our entire being, our emotions, our will, and also our mind.
是我们全人，我们的感情，我们的意志和我们的心思。
And we also need to praise Him with our lips, with our mouth.
我们要用我们的口，用我们的嘴发出赞美。
And David says in Psalm 63, verse 3.
大卫在诗篇63篇所讲的。
63 verse 3, yes.
第三节所说的。
Yeah. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you.
因为你的慈爱比生命更美好，我的嘴要向你发出赞美。
And also in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15, which we already quoted a few times, it says, the sacrifice of praise to God is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name.
在希伯来书第13章，我们读到几次，这是第15节，讲到我们要常常以感谢为祭献给神，就是那些奉主之名嘴唇的果子。
So brothers and sisters, we don't just praise in our hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们不只是从心里边发出赞美。
We need to praise the Lord with our lips, with our mouth. There's a fruit hanging there.
我们也要用我们的嘴，用我们的口来赞美他，好像结出的果子。
We need to verbalize what the Lord has moved us, what we have experienced in Him, and to give Him thanks.
我们要把神在我们心里边所做的，在我们里边的感动能够表达出来。
And when I first started the chemotherapy 2 years ago,
当我两年之前开始这个化疗的时候
，and I had this strong side effect.
我有一个非常那时候那个副作用非常大。
And my voice became very hoarse.
我的声音就变得非常的沙哑。
And I barely could talk, and I spoke very soft.
我几乎不能说话，声音非常微弱。
And not to mention singing.
更不要说唱歌了。
But I love singing, even I'm not a good singer, but I do love singing hymns to the Lord.
虽然我歌唱的并不是特别好，但是我非常愿意向主唱赞美的歌。
So at that moment, I said to the Lord, Lord, I may not be singing praise to you again.
因为那时候说主啊，也许我可能没有办法，没有机会再向你唱赞美的歌。
But I thank the Lord, the Lord saw me well enough, now I can sing.With some capacity.
但是我非常感谢主，现在神已经恢复我到一定的程度能唱赞美的歌。
Brothers and sisters, can you sing?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们可以唱吗？
Singing out loud to the Lord.
我们要向主大声的歌唱。
Brothers and sisters, can you speak?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们可以说话吗？
Pray out loud to the Lord.
我们要向主大声的祷告赞美。
It is the fruit of our lips.
是我们嘴唇的果子。
That give thanks to His name.
要在他的名里边把感谢归给他。
And our assembly shall be a place filled with praises to our God.
我们的聚会要成为一个向神赞美的聚集。
Brothers and sisters, not only in our personal walk.
弟兄姐妹们，不仅是我们个人在神面前的经历。
Yes, we ought to live a life of praise.
我们应该活着一个向神赞美的生活。
But our assembly together should be filled with praise and thanksgiving to our God.
Through
our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们团体的聚集应该成为一个向神充满向神赞美的聚集。
Psalm 100 verse 4, the psalmist says, Enter his gate with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name.
诗篇第100篇4节讲到说，当称谢进入你的门，当赞美进入你的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
And Paul also says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19 and 20.
保罗也在以弗所书第5章19到20节说道，
Speaking to one another in psalm and hymns and the spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主，在凡事上学习把感谢来归给他。
Brothers and sisters, our assembly should be filled with the praise to our God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们的聚集应该充满了赞美，是向着神借着主耶稣基督所发出的赞美。
And when we praise Him, His throne is established in our midst.
当我们向他赞美的时候，他的宝座就要设立在这里。
And the psalmist says in Psalm 22 verse 3, Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
诗篇第22篇3节说，你是圣洁的，你是以以色列赞美为宝座的。
Our Lord is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
我们的主他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is upon the throne, that is a very fact.
他在坐在宝座上，这是一个何等真实的事实。
But when we praise him, the reality of his sovereignty, of his throne, and of his rightful place will be manifested among us.
但是当我们向他赞美的时候，他那个主权，他在宝座上掌管万有的权柄，就会彰显在我们中间。
May we praise him so that he may be enthroned upon the praise of Israel.
愿我们向他赞美，使他的宝座，使他的宝座是用以色列赞美为宝座的。
We ought to praise him, Lord and brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄，我们应当向他赞美。
But often, sometimes we may burden with the cares, and we may become weak in faith or even low in spirit.
很多的时候，我们可能在许多的重压之下，我们的信心软弱。
And maybe we sometimes we like what David experienced in Psalm 51.
很多的时候，我们可能像大卫在诗篇51篇所经历的。
And he was a burden with the guilt of sin.
那个时候，他为着所犯的罪，带来了很大的重担。
And so in Psalm 51, he asked the Lord for forgiveness.
所以在诗篇51篇里边，他求神来赦免他。
But he also asked the Lord to store his praise to him.
但是他同时也邀请神来恢复他的赞美。
Psalm 51 verse 15, and he says, O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise.
诗篇51篇第15节说，主啊，求你使我的嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Brothers and sisters, for whatever the reason that we feel hard to open our mouths to praise the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，不管是什么原因使我们好像很难张开口来向神发出赞美。
But we can always ask the Lord to restore our praise to Him.
我们可永远可以来到神的面前，求他来恢复我们向他所发出的赞美。
We ask the Lord to open our lips.
求他来让我们能够张开我们的口。
And we ask the Lord to May our mouth to declare His praise.
使我们的口能够传扬赞美你的话。
Brothers and sisters, when we praise the Lord, our gaze will again be focused upon Him.
当我们向他发出赞美的时候，我们目光的焦距可以重新回到他的身上。
When we praise the Lord, and we can be set free and gain victory in Him.
当我们向他发出赞美的时候，我们就可以得着自由，可以得胜。
Brothers and sisters, when we praise the Lord,His presence, power, and authority will be realized in our lives and also in our circumstances.
当我们向他发出赞美的时候，主耶稣基督的同在就在我们的生活，在我们的环境当中。
Praise the Lord, all my soul.
我们要向他发出赞美，用我们的全心。
I think it is a fitting to conclude my sharing with the short psalm of praise.
我想我们应该在结束的时候向他发出一个简短的赞美。
Yeah, we would like to sing the Brother Sons song.
我们要唱一下孙弟兄所写的这首诗歌。
I shared that short song with my mother back in Taiwan.
我把这首诗歌分享在我在台湾的母亲。
And I sang with her over the internet.
在这个网络上，我和她一起唱这首诗歌。
And my mom was greatly encouraged, and because she has been alone for the past 2 years back in Taiwan, her faith went up and down.
我的母亲也得到了很多的激励，因为在过去的两年当中，她在台湾独自一个人，信心常有起伏。
Yeah, but we thank the Lord because He is the one that we can always give praise to Him too.
我们非常感谢神，因为他是那一位，我们可以向他发出赞美。
And He is the one we can always give thanks to.
因为他也是那一位，我们永远可以向他发出感谢。
We'll sing this short hymns a few times. I think we're going to ask our sister to play it once, and we're going to sing it through.
我们已经唱过这首诗歌有几遍了，所以我们请姊妹弹一遍，然后我们一起来唱。
One more word before we sing. My voice has become a little bit hoarse.
我再说一句话，就是我的嗓子有一点哑。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, you need to sing louder.
所以弟兄姐妹们，请大声唱。
Yeah, you can still sing out loud to the Lord.
你可以唱，所以请大声唱，赞美神。
Okay. We're gonna ask our sister give us a leading, and we're gonna sing.
弹一个音，我们一起唱。
The Lord is here, the Lord is here. My eyes can see, my heart's afire. My feet are strong, my hands held high. Hallelujah, till victory. The Lord in me.Satan departs, disease is gone. The storm has ceased, my heart's at peace. Hallelujah, triumph to Him. Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise to you.
主啊，我们的心向你实在是充满了感谢和赞美。
You are our Lord, you are our Savior.
你是我们的主，是我们的救赎主。
And you have saved us from all kinds of bondage. You have delivered us from all kinds of difficulties.
你已经把我们从各样的捆绑当中、各样的艰难当中拯救出来。
And we can find rest and joy and satisfaction in you.
我们可以在你里边找到安息，找到喜乐，找到满足。
And indeed, you are deliverer.
是，你的确是那位拯救者。
And Lord, we also pray that you will continue to teach us how to praise you in our daily life.
主啊，我们也求你继续教导我们怎样在我们的每天的生活当中向你发出赞美。
And also in our corporate life.
向我们的团体的生活当中向你发出赞美。
To see more of your words.
我们要更多的能够接受到你的话语。
And to recognize more.Of your work in our lives.
也更多的能够认识到你在我们生命当中的工作。
And also you will teach us to how to praise you in faith.
也教导我们怎样在信心当中来向你发出赞美。
And even in our challenging times, we can truly be overcoming because you are the overcomer.
让在这些所有的艰难挑战当中，让我们能够成为得胜者，因为你是得胜的。
So that even the,For this last leg of our journey back home, and we can be strengthened, and we can be prepared to meet you face to face.
在我们这个最后这一段路程当中，求你坚固我们，求你加强，求你坚强我们，使我们能够是有一天和你面对面。
We want to praise you and thank you.
我们要感谢来赞美你。
May your heart be satisfied and find joy among your people.
愿你的心在我们中间得到满足和喜乐。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay, So, brothers and sisters, we have some announcements. Before we actually do the announcements, we would like to welcome those who are with us for the first time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
Anyone who is here for the first time?
有人是第一次参加实体聚会的吗？
Okay, if not, then praise the Lord, and we could have some announcements.
感谢主，那我们下边有些报告。
So all the weekend meetings are still held online.
我们在周间的各样的聚会都是在线上举行。
And please check our church website for details.
请弟兄姐妹们到我们会所的网站上去看那些详细的内容。
And the next Saturday we have a Saturday gospel meeting.
下一个周六我们有周六的福音聚会。
And Sister Ellen Lin will be giving her testimony, and Brother Sandy Young will be sharing the message.
在这个聚会当中，林夕姊妹会做见证，杨信远弟兄要传福音信息。
And we ask the brothers and sisters please to leave up the meeting in our prayers.
请弟兄姐妹们为着这个聚会祷告。
And there's also an invitation card on the outside on the desk.
我们也有一些纸质的这些邀请卡在外边的桌子上。
Please, brothers and sisters, grab one and invite your friends with it.
请弟兄姐妹们带一些去邀请你的朋友。
And Sunday's meeting will continue to be held in a hybrid mode.
我们主日的聚会仍然是一个混合型的。
And brothers and sisters can come into the church building for in-person meeting or can also join the meetings online.
弟兄姐妹们可以来到会所参加实体聚会，也可以参加线上的聚会。
And the breaking of bread meeting started at 10 a.m.
波饼聚会是从早晨10点开始。
And the hymn and the message meeting and will start at 10:50.
诗歌和信息聚会10:50开始。
And the next Sunday we have two brothers share with us.
下一个主日有两位弟兄来分享信息。
And it's Brother Stephen Phillips and Brother Shi Bo Lee.
有 Stephen Philip 弟兄和李世伯弟兄。
And Brother Ke Yun and Brother Ben Chen will be interpreting.
柯云弟兄和张立邦弟兄翻译。
And please lift up our brothers' services in our prayers.
请弟兄姐妹们祷告中纪念弟兄们的服事。
And also for brothers and sisters, if you plan to come to an in-person meeting on Sundays, please do a self-screening at home first.
如果弟兄姐妹们要来参加实体主日实体聚会的话，请弟兄姐妹们在家里边做一个检查。
And please stay home if you have any symptoms or health concerns.
如果弟兄姐妹们有任何的这个症状，疫情的症状，或者是身体不适应，请留在家里边参加线上聚会。
OK， 星期五。OK， and for the Friday Bible overview group.
星期五晚上这个圣经简介组。
And starting from this coming Friday, and we will have this new section, and it's an overview on the Pentateuch.
要来这个星期五是小先知书的总结。之后呢，我们会有摩西五经的读经。
Yeah, for this coming Friday, that will be the conclusion of the new minor prophets, and for the next Friday will be the beginning of the overview of the Pentateuch.Welcome brothers and sisters to join online.
我们欢迎如果有感动的弟兄姐妹们可以参加。
Okay. And also, Brother Sun's message on the book of Jonah, released in the South China Conference earlier this month, are available, at the SCA website.
月初孙弟兄所带领的那个华南特会信息是关于约拿书的，现在的信息可以在我们的网站上可以听。
It's Chinese only, but welcome brothers and sisters to download and listen.
这个信息只有中文，我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们可以听。
Okay, and then that will conclude our meeting today.
好，我们今天的聚会就停到这里。
And